Bonjour. I'm sitting in front of the Eiffel Tower waiting for Liz to come back from the bathroom. She actually just left, so you might have a second with just me. Phone's at 18%, so don't worry, it might die. What did we do today? We just walked around. It might even just be the area just around the Eiffel Tower that's so amazing. It's so clean, it's so pretty. I don't know. I love it here. We're sitting in a park and everyone's leaving the park. Is it about to rain? Maybe I'm about to get rained on. I don't know. I don't even care. Whatever. It is so amazing here. We're having the best time. I'll wait for her to come back to talk more, but we're loving it. Go Eiffel Tower. We can't even see it from the angle we're at, but I don't even care. The park that we're at is so beautiful, so it's amazing. Bye. And then,
hi guys, my name's Adam Townsend. How's it going?
Yeah, we got like a girl from Scotland.
No way.
Yeah.
I really want to go to Ireland. Oh, sorry, go on.
Yeah, no.
No, keep going.
I want to go to Ireland because my family's from Ireland. So on my dad's side, I'm like the coast of Europe. Like we refer to ourselves as mutts because he's like Irish, English, French, and Portuguese. Which is okay. Like, that's a lot of stuff.
You're so everything. You're everything.
Yeah, I just say like I'm white or I'm European. Like I'll tell people
you're
that.
You're European. Yeah.
And then my mom's side, I'm Mexican. Like 100, but she's like Mexican to the bone. Yeah.
Can you speak any?
Yeah, I can speak Spanish.
Really?
I can speak Spanish. Yeah.
Okay, give us a little.
Oh, I was ripping this last night. I'm not gonna lie, I got so
confused. Let us see.
We were drinking.
Yeah.
We were boozing pretty
heavy.
Can
you only do it when you're drunk?
I can't. No, I can do it when I'm sober, but when I'm drunk, you don't think about what you're saying. So yeah. You're like, you just go. You just go. What do you guys want to hear?
I don't know. What do we want to hear?
Just like chingada way. That means holy fucking shit, dude.
So you got some swear words in you?
No, yeah. That's what I realized last night because I was talking to everybody, and everyone wanted to speak in Spanish. I'm totally ripping a cig right now. Everyone wanted to speak in Spanish because all the kids that I was talking to, they're our age, and they're like, oh, I just studied abroad in Spain. So they're all talking to me in Spanish. And what I realized is I know, like, Mexican Spanish, right?
Oh, it's
different than Spain.
Exactly. It's different.
They ate that shit up, though. Because I was saying shit like that, like, way, fucking everything that you could imagine, and they were just like, what does that mean. They were loving it.
They didn't know, they couldn't understand.
It's just completely different. It's like the U.S.
I mean, I feel like it's different between like United States and England, Spanish and Mexican.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like it's very similar.
Well, they say like stuff like vosotros instead of nosotros.
Okay.
Wow, a
tortilla in Spain.
Because I learned nosotros.
No way.
Yeah, nosotros, that's what...
I am listening to this right now. I'm editing a couple weeks later. And I'm... Oh my god. Okay, we're not even going to talk about the way that I'm talking right now. But also, shut the fuck up. I hated Spanish. I don't act like I knew what I... talking about.
I use.
Yeah,
so like there's different things.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh. But when I was in England, dude, I like when I first got there, because you know, like you hear like, oh, they say this in English, they say that in England. Sorry, not English, but England.
Yeah.
And so I go and I was checking in my bag because I'm like hostel hopping pretty much.
Okay.
And so I was like, I have a duffel. So I was like, hey, like I just need to check this in.
Right.
And he was like, oh, bruv. Like, hey, bruv. And I was like, I literally, like, took, like, 30 seconds. I just stared at the guy.
Like, oh, like, hi.
What'd you say? What?
No, seriously, because I was like, there's no way you actually just said bro, unironically.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah.
That us is
that's
like,
a joke.
Bro, come on.
No, yeah. For me, an English accent, like, as an American, is, like, something that, like, you and your friends just do when you're, like, drunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you just start saying,
what up,
like,
bruv?
Yeah, what up, bruv? Oh, good day, bruv. Oi, bruv. Like, stuff like that. And then, like, actually hearing it unironically was crazy. Like,
yeah.
Just crazy wow. stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I know. We met some, like, British dudes, and they were, like, we say totally different things. Like, bin, rubbish.
Yeah, this guy.
Lift for elevator, lift. Like.
This guy told me, mug. I was talking to this guy.
Like, face? Yeah. Like.
No, like, yeah, right? So you hear, like, I guess mug, like, if you call somebody a mug, it's like, he said it's like calling somebody a coward. This
wow.
guy was like,
ooh,
so I was like, I went to London. Sorry, I'm rambling.
No, go for it. We like rambles.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I went to London, and when I was in London, I was like, the one thing I have to do is go to the pub and get a pint, right?
Yeah.
Like,
right,
lads,
yeah.
Right? Like, that's another thing they say, with the lads.
The pint.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. Went to this place called Shakespeare's, got a pint, went outside. And I went outside because I was like, I want to smoke a cigarette. Obviously, I'm
smoke
a cigarette. And, you know, this guy comes up to me. He's like, hey, can I have a cigarette? And like I said, I'm giving him out like candy. So I give it to this guy. And for like 30 minutes straight, he's telling me this story. I'm not going to repeat it because, like, I mean, if you guys want to hear it, I can. But, like, to be honest, like, it's going to be really hard trying to piece what he said together. Like, I don't even understand what he said.
Yeah. Give us the gist.
But he was just telling me about how he told me he saved an American's life because he saw him getting jumped and he saved his life. And he said, he was like, and his friends were all mugs, mate. They're all mugs. He was like, you know what a mug is? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I was like, no. But
I said, yeah, sure. We'll figure it out.
Totally, yeah. I was like, I'm getting the gist. And he was like,
the mugs.
And he's like, you know what a mug is? And I was like, yeah. He's like, the coward. It's like a coward. And I was like, oh, okay. So just in case you guys didn't know that one, mug, if you're in London again.
Good to know now.
Yeah.
Good to know now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of good to know that type of stuff.
Was he going to beat you up?
You know, I didn't think that he was trying to beat me up, but he was definitely 1,000% trying to hustle me. I gave him the cigarette, and then he was really trying to talk. And I was like, okay. I was waiting for it to end. I had my suitcase and my duffel with me at the time.
Yeah.
And it was kind of getting late. It had just gotten dark. So I, like, had it in between my legs. I was
You're not trying to deal with that.
Yeah. There was other people around. So I was like, I know he's not going to, like, rob me. But he kept saying, he's like, oh, I'm from the streets. So I knew something was up.
Mm-hmm.
He finishes this long-ass story. Just to give you a gist of the story, much he told me he saved this guy. He saved this guy that was an American, and he ended up, owning this bank called Deutsche Bank. He made that very specific. He's like, you know, Deutsche Bank. And then... Yeah, yeah, exactly. And he's like, do you guys know... Okay, I did know this one. Do you guys know the PGA, like, golf?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, he's the CEO of that now. I don't know. He told me his name. I don't think he was being honest, so, like,
he's lying.
I'm like, what is he trying to say? I'm hearing him out. Long story short, he was like, oh my gosh, you know what he saved this guy's life. I guess for like the last like 30 years, he was just like begging this guy. Or every time you would see him, the guy would be like, oh, I owe you one. I'm like, where are you sick? You're from the streets of London. This guy's from the U.S. and owns Deutsche Bank and is the CEO of PGA.
And he owes you one?
Yeah, right? And he was like, every time I see him, I have to talk to all his, like, accountants or whatever, and they all tell me they don't know. Wait, what?
Why is it turning off?
Wow. For the listeners, we're sitting outside the Eiffel Tower. We should have given context. We're sitting outside the Eiffel Tower, and the lights just fucking turned off.
It just turned off.
Can they go sparkly again?
What a straight robbery. Wow.
Damn.
Not even another sparkly. Did you guys get a picture at least of the sparkly?
We did.
Okay.
I got a video too.
Me too.
Yeah,
I got it when I was
11:45.
It's 11 fucking 45,
wow.
Bro.
Ooh.
Damn.
Come on.
What the hell was going on all night. For real.
I thought it was sparkly all the time.
So you guys are here for 3 more days, you said? Or
one more and like...
Oh, tomorrow.
Tomorrow and then like kind of the next day.
It's like only 2 hours. or they went there for 2 hours, which is a long time to be somewhere, and they said they only saw the first floor.
Which
Which is like, that's a big fucking, like, commitment.
Bummer.
Like, that's like a whole day, it sounds like.
Dude.
Yeah.
So I'll see how that goes, but my plan is to, like, wake
up
earlier.
I'm so sad it wasn't sparkly all day. It can't spark.
To be fair,
tours are done.
If it didn't turn off, like, we probably wouldn't even have to check the time. So we probably would have said it was like 2
a.m. Oh, yeah. True.
But yeah, we've
already been here for a while too. But
okay, yes. Let me get your guys' numbers real quick.
And yeah, say bye to the pod.
Okay, bye pod. It was nice meeting you guys. have a great day. Honestly, live your life, be free, and don't let others get you down. You know.
Exactly.
Bye. Yes.
Bye guys.
Good night.
Okay, so we're in our final hours. Getting some pizza.
Last day of our trip.
Waiting to go to the airport in like a couple hours.
Yeah, which actually like cannot come soon enough. Actually,
we're ready.
Now, like at this point, we can't like do anything with our day. We're kind of just waiting around. So,
yeah, the Airbnb this time was really nice. So
yes,
that was great. And
he
let us stay a couple more hours.
Yeah, bless.
Thank you, Stefan.
Because I was not, like, up and ready to go at 11. No, sorry.
I was at 11. And also, us, like, just sitting around at 11, like, we would have been even more annoyed.
Yeah. We'd have to find way more stuff to do. And
yeah,
we'd
with our luggage.
We'd be here for hours.
Yeah. But Tamaya just texted me, and she was like, you guys have to be living your best life. Like, please, when you get back, tell me how you guys planned it.
Planned this trip? The thing is,
we didn't.
We didn't plan much.
we bought the tickets in November and then said, let's figure it out when we get there.
Okay, yeah.
And
but
that's
also,
what we did.
Also, we're those kind of people, like, on a whim, like, figure it out as we go. And I think it worked out, like, the best that it could have.
It really did, because, like, we got invited to things and we were like, yeah, let's
okay,
do it. Like, sounds fun.
Or, like, took suggestions, mm-hmm. like...
Because, like, obviously the people here are going to know what's best.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can go onto any of the websites and stuff and, like, look
right,
all of that
and
stuff
like,
up.
Of course, see top 20 things to do.
Right. But, like the locals are going to know what's best.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what we took advantage of.
But also just, like, us, like, chilling the last few days, like, in the park by the
mm-hmm.
Eiffel Tower. Like, that's, like, how we wanted to spend our trip.
Yeah.
So.
We didn't really need to be doing anything. We were just,
no.
like, spending
and we,
time.
We did do touristy stuff, and we went on a whole boat tour. Like,
yeah, that was perfect.
Cruise down the Seine, like, and I think that was really good. And that was, like, an hour, and then we got to
chill. Like, we're very low maintenance.
Drink after.
Like, not.
Yeah.
Like, I would have totally... love to plan some type of like activity, like we'd like make something or I don't know, but we were really just like going in stores and
I didn't really
around.
Like find any of that. We gotta go to like
Italy and make pasta or something.
Exactly, that's
like we'll do that next
is.
time,
like fish for your own food, but like no, we aren't gonna do that.
No. But we went to like some good museums and took advantage of the local stuff.
Yeah. So that was nice.
We had the best time.
Mm-hmm.
So we did live our best life,
we
actually.
Did. Don't care what anyone says. And we made it, and we're still best friends.
Yeah, we're making out. Making out. Still friends. Maybe even closer.
I know, bro. Us being so drunk. Seeing the Eiffel Tower, like, crying to each other. I love you. No, I love you. No, I love you.
You're just, like, my best friend. Like, thank God we were, like, kind of by ourselves.
I know, I'd be scared if there was a camera around at that point.
I did find a video on my phone of us, like, guys, this is our peak, and I don't care. I don't care.
That's just how we could like put on the Radio Devil TikTok or something. Like I think I got a video like that too. I gotta like edit them on the plane
we'll
and
it a little bit.
Oh my god. But overall we had an amazing time and
now we're going home to work. We have to make that all back.
Yeah. I'm not making all that back, but we will try.
just texted the dude about a job. Okay, so. Hopefully. What is Eden saying? Smell ants. Yeah, I'm not really sure. I've never smelled an ant before.
Comment down below if you guys smell ants.
Yeah, can you smell ants? Actually, I feel like I have, but like, I don't know if it smells like sweet nail polish.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I would have been able to smell it if there were like a ton of them in one spot, but I don't know if I've really noticed.
No. I'm not like eating ants.
Or like around them constantly.
In my face. Hopefully not.
No.
Maybe duck.
Duck.
You'll pick them up every once in a while.
He'll eat the ants, yeah.
I'm like, what are you excited
to see that little thing?
I'm gonna cry.
I know.
My parents keep sending me pictures, thank God.
Pizza.
Merci. Yum, that looks amazing. Okay, we're gonna chomp.
We're gonna chomp.
So we'll talk to you guys later. Okay, I might have a biter.
I'm gonna say bye.
Oh, bye guys, kisses. We love Paris.
Yeah.
We'll talk later.